All right, real quick. November 1860, Abraham Lincoln becomes president of the United States of America. He had explicitly promised the South that he would not infringe on their existing rights to slavery. However, he did say none of the expanding territories in the Union would be allowed to own slaves. November the 10th, a South Carolina senator resigned and promised to draft declarations of secession from the Union. And then December the 20th, South Carolina became the first state to secede. And that's common knowledge. Common knowledge you would think a former South Carolina governor would know. Podcast, just a man doing the best he can with what he got. And yo, when you do this podcast thing for a while and you put your opinions out there, you're bound to have some things wrong and you're bound to have some things right. And let me say, when I get stuff wrong, people are quick to tell me how dumb and stupid I am. Even before we know if I'm right or not, they tell me how dumb and stupid I am. However, when I get stuff right, nobody praises your boy. It's a thankless job. Mums be the word out here when I get things right. And look, man, my batting average is pretty damn good. I would say, man, I'm getting 80% of these things right. But nobody gives me credit, bro. Nobody gives me credit whatsoever. But look, it comes with the territory. Don't you cry for me. It's okay. I get it. Once you say, like, provocative stuff, people are quick to call you dumb and stupid and just root for you to be wrong. And that's okay, dog. When I'm wrong, I'm quick to say, yeah, I got that wrong, bro. But that being the case, man, I thought I'd make some predictions. That's right, some predictions for the year 2024 that I think are going to happen. These may happen. They may not happen. But these are my thoughts. And, yo, if I'm wrong, I'm quite sure somebody be quick to call me stupid and dumb. But if I'm right, na 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 boo boo. All right, first prediction. Let's go ahead and get the politics out of the way. Trump is not going to be the president. He is not. He's not going to be the Republican nominee, and he's not going to be the president. I've been saying this since last year. February of last year, by the way, I made a podcast that Trump would not be president. And I'm sticking by that, dog. Trump is not going to be the presidential nominee. Now, I know what y'all saying. Hey, Spade, but all the polls say, man, fuck them polls. Polls don't matter anymore, bruh. Dead ass. Polls are only as good as the people answering the polls. Now, look, am I saying, like, polls don't matter, they don't exist, they ain't right? I'm not saying that, dog. But the data is only as good as the people that are giving you the data. Do you remember before Trump was president, dude? They polled a lot of people. All the polls said Trump was going to lose. And then he won. Everybody was looking funny. Why? Because the folks that were actually voting for Trump, some were ashamed and some people were intentionally hiding their true intents and lied to the posters, bruh. So I'm not saying the posters are doing their job wrong. I'm just saying the people they're asking can lie. So the hell with the polls, bruh. I'm telling you, no matter what this data says, I truly believe Trump ain't gonna be the presidential nominee. And like I said, bruh, it's just too much going against this guy, man. Like, the block is way too hot for this guy. You can't have like 96 indictments and charges against you, bruh, and come out the other side good. You just can't, man. The man got felony charges coming up. Like, there's a real chance that dude may be a convicted felon before November. And it ain't no way in hell, dog, that the United States of America can elect a felon as the president. You just can't, man. The optics are way too bad for that. You can't do it, dog. It ain't tenable. Like, look, bro, if Trump becomes president as a convicted felon, bro, then this whole thing, this whole veneer of America, like, rubs off. It all goes away. You're going to have to start, like, letting go anybody who got locked up for weed. You got to let them go, bro. You got to. If the president is a felon, you can't. So it's not going to happen. What's going to happen is, I would venture around June, Trump is going to do what we did for the homie Spiro Agnew and just tell the government, look, you want me to not run for the president to stop embarrassment, drop all my charges. Right now, Jack Smith is pushing to get the Supreme Court to hear the case of Trump and the election fraud down there in Georgia. He's pushing for that right now, right? And all Trump has to do is just be a damn fool, like he's doing right now. Be a damn fool, get a lot of attention, and eventually the circus is going to become so goddamn big to the point he has a bargaining chip not to get charged. Seriously, man, the man has an army of toy soldiers, bro. He had legit people to storm the Capitol or riot or whatever the hell you want to call it. The man basically got his crew to shoot up there on some gang shit and try to overthrow the government. Whether you like it or not, that's what happened. The man had a gang of people to try to overthrow the government, right? I don't think that will happen again. However, you do have some wing nuts and conspiracy theorists who I think truly believe the system is rigged if Trump doesn't win. And those folks will resort to terrorism if they don't get the results they want. Now, I think that's part of the calculation. So, that in mind, I'm pretty sure the U.S. government, the Justice Department will be like, look, Trump, just back out. We'll drop these charges. And then dude will fade away in the background, go sell some Russian secrets and build some hotels in Russia like he always wanted to do. That's what's going to happen, in my opinion. Dude would not be the president. His natural position was always supposed to be a kingmaker, man. And truth be told, I talk to a lot of people now. Like, I'm in the Deep South right now, and I talk to people, black and white people, who have supported Trump. And the general sentiment right now is everybody is tired. They legit don't care anymore. They're tired. They don't give a damn about Joe Biden or Trump. Which I throw another prediction out at you. And I could be wrong with this. We got to take Joe Biden at his word because he said he ran for president. But I honestly don't think dude will be the nominee either. I really don't. Say what you want. I think Gavin Newsom will be the Democratic nominee by de facto around August. Maybe late July. He'll be the Democratic nominee. Because I don't think Joe Biden actually has it in him. Like, I got to take him at his word. Look, say what you want, dog. Age matters, guys. It matters. You may call me an ageist or something like that, dog. But my ass is in my 40s, bro. I don't want to stay up past 8:30. Around 9 o'clock, I'm taking my ass to bed, bro. Because I like to wake up around 5 a.m., work out, you know, study, get my stocks together for the next day. I do that now. I get tired. You talking about like an 80-something-year-old man leading a free world? I know dude has to be tired. You saw what happened to Obama, bro. Like, Obama came into the White House looking young, spry. He left that junk looking gray and beat down, bro, because there's a lot of pressure. Dead ass. Like, one thing the homie Nikki Haley said before she started her presidential candidacy, she said all senior citizens in political office should take a competency test. And I actually agree with her, dog. You know, that's the whole thing that led to Don Lemon saying that Nikki Haley was out of past her prime, that dumbass comment. Yeah, it stemmed from that because everybody should have a competency test. That's what she said. And I truly believe, man, that Joe Biden, he ain't gonna want to do this, dog. He really doesn't. His natural position was always a transitional president. Dead ass. Now, as a bonus, y'all probably asking me, Who do I think is going to be the Republican nominee? And I'm sticking by my original pick, bro. Nikki Haley. I truly think Nikki Haley will be the Republican nominee. There it goes, guys. That's my prediction. I think when the smoke is clear, Nikki Haley will be the nominee for the Republican side. She is the most electable. Now, I'll put a caveat in there. She will be the nominee if she stopped doing dumbass shit like she did at that press conference where dude asked her, what was the cause of the Civil War? Which, look, man, that was a lob-ass question. That was a lob. That was an easy alley-oop. You could have just dunked that one down. Like, Nick, what are you doing, dog? Like, seriously, I was listening to that. That wasn't even a gotcha question, man. That was easy. Very, very easy. Dude asked her, hey, man, what was the cause of slavery? And she lollygagged and danced around the question. And she was trying to be too cutesy with it. Dead ass. She was trying to be too cutesy with it. She was like, well, it was about states' rights. And then dude hit her with the, well, I can't believe you didn't mention slavery at all. And this is what she messed up in. She messed up because she was defiant right then and said, well, what do you want me to say about slavery? And that was a miscalculation. Honestly, what happened really wasn't bad. The pivot was super duper easy. Like, you can tell she got flustered and frustrated when she said that. But the answer was very, very simple. What she should have said was, yeah, it was about states' rights to own slaves. That was part of states' rights. Yeah, the states' rights to own people. That's all she had to say. But you can tell she was flustered. Now, here's the rub, man. I hate to say this, but while we're trying to change the world, we gotta live in it. Women are perceived differently when they're defiant like that. Like, had that been Trump and he would have said that, it would have been a show of force and of strength. But when a woman does that, it comes off bitchy and condescending. Like, dead ass. It does. And I'm not trying to say this how it should be, but for a lot of people I've talked to, males in particular, they look at Nikki Haley as bitchy. Dead ass. I've had this argument with friends of mine about, like, I think Nikki Haley's going to be the candidate. And they're like, no, she can't because she got a dress on. Nobody with a dress can be the candidate. I'm like, whoa, calm down. Yo, that's toxic as hell. But that's what they think, man. She already got that going against her. So that being the case, man, she's going to have to really thread the needle a lot is what I'm saying. And she should not have got tripped up on that easy-ass question. But she's fallen into the damn category that every minority viable candidate for national office falls into. Obama fell into the same trap. And if you listen to my previous podcast, I truly think Nikki Haley is the woman Obama, the female Obama. She did. The parallels are striking, right? Immigrant parents, Ivy League education, worked their ways up and then got into politics. Nikki Haley is basically Obama. But the minority candidate always falls into this trap. And the trap is not wanting to offend white people. That's what it is. They don't want to offend white people, so they parse their words. Once again, that question answer was easy. You say, oh yeah, slavery. Even when dude brought it up, I can't believe you didn't say nothing about slavery. You should be like, of course it's about slavery. I thought that was implied. Right? But she didn't want to offend her white base. Now, some of y'all hearing me saying that, like, oh, Marcus, you race baiting, you race trading. Like, no, that's what it is, bro. And I don't think that about white people. I'm saying, I truly believe white folks can take it. Like, or maybe I'm giving white folks too much credit. Like, dead ass. I feel like white folks can be offended and can have a nuanced opinion about a lot of this stuff. Like, dead ass. You're going to have to stop worrying about white folks' feelings. That's a weird thing, man. Like, the right is so quick to talk about snowflakes and how everybody's too soft and they don't care about your opinions. But as soon as their opinions are challenged, they fly off the deep end. That's the perception of right-wing candidates. I'm not saying that. Your candidates are saying that because they won't say anything contradictory to the base. It ain't me saying it. Once again, I think white folks can take it. If you be like, yo, man, the Civil War was because of slavery. Right? More than one thing can be true. State rights. Yeah, state rights to own slaves. But she falls into that trap. I mean, Obama did the same thing too, man. Like, yo, he was like, Jeremiah Wright, I don't know that guy. Man, been in dude congregation for 10 years. But soon as somebody called him out because dude said something probably, man, no, I don't know that guy. Nah. Well, gay rights? Nah, I don't want that gay rights. Dead ass. But out of all the candidates I see, the only one I can take serious on the Republican side is Nikki Haley. Ron DeSantis, dude's going to burn out. Vivek Ramaswamy, like, dude, just a clown, bro. Like, dude is literally a clown. I think dude is buying to try to get his own podcast after all this over, but dude hasn't really given anything out. He's just talking about culture war shit and trying to be visible and just saying dumb shit. Chris Christie, like, dude's only playing this thing is to attack Trump. Like, dead ass. Trump hasn't been in none of these debates, and why would he? Like, seriously, dude gains nothing by saying stuff. And once again, dude is trying to run from the law. If he goes out there and say something, that's more chances that he can say something dumb and incriminate himself. Because they're going to have to ask him questions. Dead ass. So, what's going to happen? Once again, my prediction, Trump will not be the nominee. Around June, he'll drop out. Some kind of deal will be sparked. Nikki Haley will be the front runner. She will get the Republican nomination. And if she faces Joe Biden, she will win. Dead ass. If I had to vote for Nikki Haley or Joe Biden, it all depends who's going to give me them student loan debt forgiveness. I ain't going to lie. If Joe Biden be like, yo, bro, I'm going to give you all the student loan debt forgiveness, and that's my guy. Woo! That's my guy. I'm riding for him, dog. Because like I tell y'all all the time, man, I'm an independent, bro. I don't vote party. I vote my interest. Whoever gonna give me the most shit is who I vote for. And if you're smart, you will do the same goddamn thing. So I truly think Nikki Haley could beat Joe Biden. But if Joe Biden start giving out some goodies, like student loan debt forgiveness, which we should do, guys, that's gonna be the new boondoggle. I truly believe the next collapse ain't gonna be about houses. It's gonna be about the student loan debts, because us millennials, us elder millennials in particular, we can't even buy houses because we sat up with this goddamn debt. Debt that the previous generation told us to get, by the way. Once again, my generation didn't make all these dumbass rules that you needed a degree. And then when everybody got a degree, y'all changed and be like, no. Certifications and experience. Like, what goddamn 25-year-old got experience when you've been in school all that goddamn time? I digress. I'll talk about that later. However, I think Nikki Haley will be the candidate and Trump will not be president. Yo, prediction. It's over for streaming in 2024. You're going to see a big decline. Really. I see it on the landscape. The whole business model of streaming is untenable. Particularly music streaming. Now, when it comes to like video streaming and movies, a lot of these little players are going to have to get out the paint or consolidate. And that's probably what you're going to see. Everybody wanted that Netflix money, but Netflix was only possible because it was one Netflix. But once you get all these Netflix spinoffs and people like that, it kind of diminished the pool because everybody's fighting for eye space, ear space. It's not enough customers to spread it off that way to get Netflix numbers. Like, what was going to either have to happen was Netflix share revenue was going to have to go down and spread out amongst other people, or Netflix was going to have to lose some customers to make somebody else build up, but that's not happening. Netflix is still the strong player. Everybody else your Disneys, your Paramounts, your Hulu, who actually now belongs to Disney, but all these other strikes, the Peacocks, they're losing money and they're not profitable, right? So the move is probably going to be to consolidate all your little players. Hulu and Disney have already consolidated. You're probably going to have to throw a Paramount in there, this Vudu, maybe even Tubi. It's going to have to all get together with Disney to make a super giant to go ahead and take Netflix to war. Like, there could only be one major one, maybe. But all these little mom and pops, they're going to have to consolidate, dog. Dead ass. Even Netflix, I think they're going to have to restructure how they do shit, man. I think they're going to see a big drop next year. Especially if Disney, because Disney is coming for them folks' lunch, bro. Dead ass. Dead ass. I believe Disney streaming will be profitable next year with the addition of Hulu, ESPN. If they keep that package and they go and suck up some of these other little entities, Disney will be profitable. It's the only one that can take Netflix to whoa. But all the rest of these junks, dog, it's about to be over them folks. Your Plexus, it's over, in my opinion. But the main streaming service that I truly believe is going to fall down is Spotify. I think it's over for these folks, man. And I'm saying that as an artist, and I'm saying that probably as you're listening to my podcast on Spotify. But these numbers are not, they're not looking good to me. Like, and here's the thing, I'm not an expert on the stock market. I'm not out here giving you financial advice. I'm not even saying that I got a lot of money because I'm broke as hell. But I have been expanding my portfolio and investing in stocks. And one of the things that I have been looking at was Spotify. And I had a chance to get into Spotify, and I didn't. And the reason why I didn't get into it was their financials looked kind of funny. And I was calling my homie Classic Jones. We both like invested, and we was looking at Spotify financials. We was like, man, these don't look good. They don't, man. Like, not to get into the weeds because I'm not a financial expert, but what they're doing is blitzscaling. And what blitzscaling is basically is just scaling up, finding new stuff to bring up their stock evaluation, but they have no underlying product. Like, think about it. None of these streaming sites really have anything besides Netflix and Disney. They have IP, intellectual property they have. Like, Netflix has Netflix originals. Disney has a plethora of IP that they can put on their platform, right? Without licensing other things, right? But what does Spotify have? Like, I'm quite sure they got some secret artists they're using to press stream wages so they don't have to pay the independent artists anything. But for the most part, they don't own anything besides what? Proprietary software. Dead ass. And if we're being honest, the number one place people find music is YouTube. Second, Spotify. Next, Apple Music. Then Tidal. All these streaming platforms don't own anything. Only thing they own is proprietary software. That's all they get. Software to their name. That's all they have. But they're making money off other people's intellectual property. That's what it is, bro. Like, I've seen the pivot so hard when it comes to these streaming sites. And I'm saying this as an imperfect messenger because my music and my content is on Spotify now. But streaming was the biggest trick that was ever played to us, man. Like, the industry had to find a way to get back in the game because pirating was killing the music industry. Dead ass. You youngsters don't know about this thing called LimeWire and all these torrent sites where we used to go and get all the music we want to. The music industry was losing money hand over fist, and technology was getting cheaper, so artists were going independent. Shout out to Master P, who showed us the way. Was going independent, circumventing the major labels and getting our money, right? Then along came Spotify. And Spotify initially was a godsend to the independent artists because we had a platform to get our music out there relatively cheap. And people gravitated to Spotify because the UI was so goddamn beautiful and laid out, so organized to the point that, yo, it was convenient. Because like the homie, Daniel Brandon, friend of the show, always says, people will pay for convenience. Like dead ass. If everything is laid out and it's convenient, people will always pay for that. You can get a market for that. So people went to Spotify because it was laid out and convenient. And as an independent artist, in the beginning days, it was easier to get your stuff out. You could shoot out there quick. The algorithm was pushing you, right? But what happened was the major labels got wind of this and they bought in. And whenever you have the money buying in, it's over for the independent artist. Like, this is common knowledge. You can go look this up. The wages I get paid as an independent artist ain't the same wages they're paying Universal Music Group. Dead ass. Spotify made a calculated decision that, hey, if I can get my Taylor Swift, my Beyoncé's, all these major artists on my platform, that's going to be worth more than these goddamn independent artists and actually pushing them and making them a household name. The calculation was made. All these services did that, dog. YouTube did the same thing. YouTube was like, yo, CNN, I'd rather be in bed with CNN than these independent newscasts. All these streaming sites did that. Well, YouTube's a little bit different. We'll talk about that later. But that's what Spotify did. They paid me 0.001 cents a stream in order to keep that revenue and scale up to do what? Give it to Joe Rogan. Oh, yeah, we adding ads. Okay, now we adding podcasts. Right? But it's not tenable, bro. Like, these folks really don't have nothing. I truly believe you're going to see an exodus from Spotify this year. And I'm telling you right now, dog, fuck my Spotify. Like, yo, listen to my music somewhere else. I'm going to give you, like, platforms. You can listen to my music for free if you want to. Like, I'm really going to lean to Bandcamp this year. I'm really going to lean to other options. I damn near might just email you my music if you want. Dead ass. Because I'm at that point in my life, I'm doing music for me. Because I like doing it. If you want to be a part of it, you want it, man, I give it to you, bro. Like, dead ass. My whole thing now is sync licensing and getting my music in movies. That's the move. But I think you're going to see this streaming collapse in 2024. It's unviable, dog. Really. I think Tidal going to go ahead and get the fuck out the paint. YouTube is a little bit different because YouTube has videos along with music and other stuff that will probably keep them alive a little bit longer. And it also did local broadcasting. So for all intents and purposes, YouTube is cable. Dead ass. It's just cable now, dog. You're paying for cable when you do YouTube now. And they're pushing their premium sites. But hey, that's a prediction, dog. I think it's old for streaming in 2024. I could be wrong. We'll see. I'm quite sure y'all let me know. All right, so I'm going to get one more prediction and get out of here. Elon Musk is not going to own Twitter this year. I'm sorry, it's X. Elon Musk will not own X this year, and Twitter will return. That's my prediction. Elon Musk will not own Twitter this year. And I've been consistent on this, and I've gotten this right multiple times, dude. I told y'all what was going to happen with Twitter. I said that he wasn't going to buy it, and I still contend he did not buy it. He was forced to buy it. The man did not want to buy Twitter. And then when he bought it, I told y'all, go back and listen to the podcast, Genius with Boots. Listen to it. I said it. I said the man's going to end up alienating all of his advertisers and he's going to lose money. Cut to, here we are now. The man has no advertisers and he's losing money, hemorrhaging money. And once again, Ray Charles could have saw this coming, y'all. Like, this white utopian thought of free speech where the white man can say anything without retribution was never tenable, man. This was a talking point for people to latch on to, but in application, it was never tenable. It was dumb. It was stupid. It made no sense. I told y'all, as a media major, as somebody who was in news multiple years, worked for newspaper, I told y'all, y'all didn't know what free speech was. And Elon Musk didn't know what it was either. Talking about I'm a free speech absolutist. That was some of the dumbest ish I ever heard in my life. Like, yo, free speech protects you from government retribution. It does not protect you from consequences. It doesn't mean people can't get mad at you, dog. There's always consequences for your actions. I'll go back to my example. If I call your wife a bitch in your home, you might file on me or kick me out at the least. And that's your right. But I got the right to say it. I can say it. The government's not going to come lock me up if I call your wife a bitch. They're not. They just ain't going to do it, bro. So this whole free speech utopia where on social media we can say whatever we want with no consequences doesn't work. So you need to check them chickens, man. Check the chickens because they're coming home to roost. They're coming home to roost. Like, as you guys know, I got a small portfolio. I'm not saying I got a lot of money. I do not. But I am invested in a lot of companies. And as I said before, a bulk of my portfolio is in Disney. And the reason why I chose Disney is because they have a lot of IP. They have theme parks. And even though they're losing money from streaming, I think they're going to be a viable competition to Netflix because all the IP they have. Like, that's the number one entertainment company in the world, Disney. So I don't see them ever going away. Maybe their stock prices will drop, but I don't see them going anywhere no time soon. Could be wrong, but I don't see that, right? So I'm looking at my stock portfolio today, and this pops up. I'm going to read it for you guys. This is what it says. X's value dropped 71%. Fidelity links decline to Elon Musk takeover and advertisers' tension. Your boy was right. Like, bro, it was all good when you're a wing nut saying dumb ish on Twitter. But you can't be a wing nut saying dumb ish on Twitter and own it, bro. It's not good. Like, the only reason X's has been around this long and survived is because dude got deep pockets. But dude took out a lot of money. He didn't use this money to get this. Look, man, I wouldn't either. If I was going to buy something for, like, $44 billion, yeah, I would try to, like, use only $22 billion of my money if I had it and then get $22 billion for somebody else. That being the case, man, the $22 billion, the other half he got from all these investors and people, dog, Twitter is not, I'm sorry, X is not profitable. So they're going to start calling that in, dude, and they're going to start shorting that and try to get their money back any kind of way. They're going to start selling their shares. And what may happen is, and it could be ingenious, maybe Elon's trying to buy the debt off this. He's just trying to buy the debt repackaged so he can own the whole thing. But even if he does do that, his pockets are deep enough. He can buy the whole thing, just hold on to it. But I don't think he's going to want to do that because, like I said before, the job of a CEO is to shut up and be in the background. Like, you don't say much as a CEO because your words carry weight. Like, you can say something and that can fluctuate the price of a stock and whatever. And let's just be honest, man, the man's cash cow is Tesla and it's about to be SpaceX. SpaceX is subsidized by the U.S. government, along with Tesla, too. You know what I'm saying? If it comes between getting that money from SpaceX and Starlink and Tesla and getting rid of X, I think, man, he loses enough money, bro. He'll get rid of X. And that's why I think it's going to happen, dog. I think he's going to end up losing X. He's going to sell that junk off. Somebody's going to buy it. And they're going to call that junk Twitter again. Because why wouldn't you? The Twitter brand has not been tarnished by this. And that actually may be a damn good thing that Elon Musk changed the name to X. Because now the Twitter name is safe. So whoever buys this, man, it's an easy switch. Like, yo, bro, that X, that was that dumb guy over there saying that dumb ish. That was him. That wasn't anybody. No. I don't rock with that. and returning it back to Twitter and its glory days. And I think that's what he'll do, man. At a substantial loss. Like, he ain't gonna get like $44 billion for that junk. Twitter was a failing business anyway before he bought it. Like, him buying Twitter was a flex. Once again, a flex he didn't want to do, though. Like, the Twitter board was so damn good on it. I wish I would have got in on that Twitter stock early. Because I remember that stock price being like around $17. And then rumblings of Elon Musk going to buy that junk came up. And then the stock went up from 17 to 23. And then Elon Musk made that dumbass statement that I'm going to buy that junk for $420 billion. Ha, 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 ha. We joke. And then the price skyrockets to 50, man. I was like, damn, I should have got that, dog. Damn, I should have got it. But in the end, he didn't want to buy that, dog. He didn't want to buy it. He was forced to buy it. Before it went to court and before it went to discovery, dude went on and bought the junk. And then been running it to the ground ever since. Which is his right. Private owner. But, yo, this year, I'm telling you, man, it's going to be the end of the benevolent billionaire. I don't even know how this even, like, worked. I don't know why everybody fell for this, man. Like, it's been so irritating watching this whole development with Elon Musk because somehow you regular, degular, broke-ass people who will never be in Elon Musk's presence just think he's out there for you, and he's not. Like, none of this stuff affects you. The benevolent billionaire does not exist. These folks ain't out here doing anything benevolent. They ain't out here trying to help you. Like, even Bill Gates. Dude ain't trying to save the earth for you. He's doing that for selfish reasons. He live on earth too, bro. Like, it's ain't about you. It's about him. He wants to live. He wants his family to live, dog. That's why he's doing this. But y'all believe that these billionaires actually got your best interest in mind, dog.
Absolute you free speech. Look at me.
He ain't your boy. He ain't your friend. He ain't your homie. He don't give a damn about you, bro. And it just puddles up to everything else, dog. Goddamn billionaires are convinced y'all that global warming ain't even real. I'm sorry, climate change ain't real. Like, what benefit do you got in not believing climate change is real? What do you get out of that? How does that help your broke ass?
Climate change ain't real.
While you sitting there in 120-degree weather and ball juice, looking stupid, knowing it's the hottest summer you've ever had in your goddamn life, but you're sitting there like, hey, yeah, yeah, you're real. Yeah. I'm sorry, that kind of ventured off. But my point being, this year, I don't think Elon Musk will own X anymore, and the name will go back to Twitter. I could be wrong. But that's the Common Knowledge Podcast, updated weekly. You guys be safe. Share my podcast and dislike all that. Dislike it, man. I don't need your goddamn approval in 2024, baby. Just like all my ish.
Peace.